Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Rocket Lab USA, or RKLB as you might know it on the ticker. If you're not familiar with Rocket Lab, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a cutting-edge aerospace company focused on small satellite launches and space systems, operating in the rapidly evolving space industry within the broader industrial sector. They've carved out a niche as a leader in providing cost-effective access to space, and they're based in the U.S., with a growing global presence. For long-term investors like us, this is a company with big ambitions in a high-growth field, so let's dive into what's been happening with them lately and break down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Rocket Lab has been making waves with record-breaking revenue numbers in their latest earnings report for Q2 2024, hitting $106 million, which shows they're scaling up fast. However, the stock's performance over the past year has been a bit of a mixed bag, with short-term gains in the last month, but some volatility when you zoom out to the six-month or one-year mark compared to industry peers in the aerospace space. On the news front, there's a lot of buzz around their operational ramp-up and upcoming projects, which we'll unpack as we go. So, with that context, let's jump into the SWOT analysis and see what's driving Rocket Lab and what could impact your long-term investment strategy. Strengths. First off, Rocket Lab's revenue growth is a standout. That $106 million in Q2 2024 from their latest earnings call is a record for them, and it reflects their ability to capitalize on the growing demand for small satellite launches. For us long-term investors, this kind of top-line growth signals a company that's gaining traction in a niche but expanding market. Another big strength is their innovation edge. They're not just launching rockets, they're building out comprehensive space systems and services. Their focus on reusable rocket technology and the development of the Neutron rocket, as highlighted in their earnings call, shows they're thinking ahead and aiming to cut costs while scaling operations. That's the kind of forward thinking that can compound value over time. Financially, their gross profit margin is holding up decently, which suggests they're managing costs well even as they grow. Pair that with a solid current ratio, indicating they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations, and you've got a company that's not just dreaming big, but also keeping its house in order. Lastly, their market position in the small launch segment is a unique advantage. The space industry is crowded with giants, but Rocket Lab's focus on smaller, more frequent missions gives them a foothold that's hard to replicate, especially as satellite constellations become more critical for tech and telecom sectors. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Rocket Lab isn't without its challenges. One glaring issue is profitability. Despite the revenue jump, their net income is still in the red, and the earnings call summary points to ongoing operational losses. For long-term investors, this means patience is required, as they're burning cash to fuel growth, and there's no guarantee when they'll flip to consistent profits. Another concern is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio isn't catastrophic, but it's something to watch, especially as they ramp up capital expenditures for projects like Neutron. If interest rates stay elevated, or if growth slows, that debt could become a heavier burden. On the performance side, while short-term gains are nice, their stock has underperformed compared to the broader industry over longer periods like the past year. This volatility could shake out weaker hands than not, and it signals that market sentiment isn't fully aligned with their operational progress just yet. Finally, their reliance on a still nascent market for small launches means execution risk is high. Any delays or failures in launches, like those mentioned in the earnings call around supply chain hiccups, could dent confidence and slow down contract wins. Opportunities. Looking ahead, the opportunities for Rocket Lab are pretty exciting, and this is where long-term investors should perk up. The space industry is exploding, pun intended, with demand for satellite launches driven by everything from 5G networks to climate monitoring. Rocket Lab is well positioned to grab a bigger slice of this pie, especially with their cost-effective solutions. Their Neutron rocket program, which they're pouring resources into, could be a game changer. If they nail reusability and scale, as they're projecting in their earnings discussions, they could slash costs and compete more aggressively, potentially unlocking higher margins down the road. Geographically, their revenue segments show they're already tapping into global markets, and there's room to expand further as governments and private players worldwide invest in space tech. That diversification could be a buffer against regional slowdowns. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio suggests the market is pricing in some serious growth. While it's on the higher side, it's not unreasonable for a company in this sector. If they deliver on their guidance, as discussed in the Q2 call, there's upside potential for patient investors who can stomach the near-term bumps. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real threats that could trip up Rocket Lab if they're not careful. First, competition in the space sector is fierce. Bigger players with deeper pockets could muscle in on their small launch niche, or new entrants could disrupt their cost advantage. Keeping that innovative edge is critical, and any slip-up could cost them market share. Macroeconomic headwinds are another concern. Rising interest rates or a slowdown in tech spending could hit their clients' budgets for satellite projects, and that would directly impact Rocket Lab's order book. Their earnings call mentioned scaling contracts, but external shocks could derail that momentum. Operational risks are always a factor in this industry. Launch failures, supply chain issues, or delays in neutron development, already flagged as challenges in their recent summary, could lead to missed targets and erode investor trust. For us long-term folks, these are speed bumps, but they can still hurt sentiment in the short to medium term. Lastly, their industry performance metrics show that the aerospace sector as a whole has been choppy. If broader sector trends turn south, Rocket Lab might struggle to swim against the tide, even with strong fundamentals. As we wrap up this SWOT analysis, let's tie it all together with a long-term perspective. Rocket Lab USA is a fascinating play in the space industry, a sector that's got massive potential, but comes with equally big risks. Their revenue growth and innovative focus are compelling reasons to keep them on your radar, especially if you believe in the secular trend of space commercialization. However, the lack of profitability, debt concerns, and operational hurdles mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. For long-term retail investors, the key is to weigh their ability to execute on big projects like Neutron against the competitive and macro risks looming on the horizon. If they can navigate these challenges, the upside could be stellar, pun intended again, but it's not without volatility along the way. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Rocket Lab in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.